straight after the game. It's been such a busy weekend, and with Paul Phillips. Paul, that was a difficult end to what's been a, well, must be quite a tiring weekend of ups and downs. What's your reaction?
Long weekend, of course. A lot of credit to Fife. They came in, they scored a lot of goals on the power play. Their power play was great tonight. I think we didn't play our best hockey, and it's no excuse. We knew we needed to win the game. We got a point, but it's not what we were looking for. We needed two tonight, and it's kind of disappointing. You work hard all weekend, especially you get a road win yesterday. And then today you're looking to get another 2 points, but we just got to bounce back and keep working hard. We know we're in a tight race here.
We've been here before with Fife, where we lost in a shootout to them before. Does that make this even more bittersweet?
Yeah, it does. Every time we play, every time we've played Fife, it's been a great game. Like I said, credit to them. They got a bunch of good players. They're very well coached, but it doesn't matter really who we play. We know our objective is to get 2 points, and we didn't do that tonight. So we got to look back and get better.
Over this weekend, so it's a 3-point weekend. 6-7 seems to be the numbers for this weekend, because that was the score at the end of the game yesterday against Edinburgh. Almost didn't happen. We had the win going there for a while and almost lost it. What was the reaction of the guys after the game?
Wasn't good enough, and we knew if we came out and played like that tonight against Fife, Fife was going to take advantage of us. And I don't think we came out as well as we wanted to. The first 20 minutes wasn't very good, but we kind of hung around and we stuck with it. But, you know, towards the end of the game, if you're not playing your best hockey, it's going to come back to bite you. And we're letting in too many goals, and, you know, it's not Zane's fault. I think we're breaking down everybody defensively, and we need to work on that, check video and practice and get better.
Brayhead was another loss, 6-3. What was your feeling on that night?
That was,
I feel like I'm asking the same question.
No, that was another tough game. Going into Brayhead, obviously, they're a very, very good team. We knew what we wanted to do. We wanted to play a good road game hockey, and I thought we played all right, but, you know, there's a few mistakes here and there, turning the puck over at both blue lines. And you play a good team like Brayhead, they're going to capitalize like that on those turnovers every time, and they did that. And when you're playing a team like that, you can't afford to make any mistakes. So going down the road, I'm hoping we learn from that and we just get better from it.
This week, we've got another three-game week. We face Belfast Giants at home on Wednesday. That will be for the first leg of the Challenge Cup quarter-final. What are your thoughts about that? I mean, is power play, we're losing goals on the power play for them. Is that something that will be worked on this week?
Yeah, I definitely think it will. I think we got to touch on that. I think we got to touch on everything. Belfast coming in here. Belfast is a great team, and it's Challenge Cup, like you said, but we're in that to win it. So we accomplished one thing by getting into it, and now we just got to play hard and get a few wins, and anything can happen.
Some people would say Elite League playoffs is what the team's aiming for. Do you still care about Challenge Cup?
Yeah, you know what we do. It's not like it's a write-off game or anything. We want that win just like anything else. And if anything, we get a win, and, you know, it's a good win for Challenge Cup, but it helps with our confidence too. So when we come back to the Elite League, then we're ready to go. We know we can beat a great team like Belfast, and so we're taking it just like any other game.
All right, thanks so much, Paul Phillips.
Thank you very much.